This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, there's many more things that belong on that list, but the reason we have any of them at the grocery store is because of dairy farmers. Today we'll visit with Dave Rupert, a dairy farmer from Montgomery County, who's lucky enough to have his passion and his family work together.
What an exciting month. I was just telling you, anytime I get a chance to go to a dairy farm, I'm a sucker to see those little dairy calves. So this is it's a fun topic to be talking about. I think we should start out. Let's find out some history about you and your farm. Just tell us about it. How many cows do you have and what's your operation look like?
Okay, it's a family farm, of course. I'm the fourth generation. My daughter and her husband are getting into the system now, and so they're the fifth, and their kids are the sixth generation on our farm. Farm's been in the family almost 150 years now. We're not a big farm by today's standards, but we've had registered Holsteins since I was started in 4-H. For some reason, that's what I wanted for a project, and my parents were willing to find me one, and that's where it all started. And so today we milk around 80 cows most of the time, have that many young stock. So it's a full-time job for us, and we enjoy it. Hope things can continue. It's kind of tough right now, but hopefully the next generation can keep going.
I want to talk about the milking. I'm assuming, do you do it by hand? Do you have robotic milkers? Because there's a lot of variance in the industry.
Yeah. Well, there's no hand milking anymore unless it's just special case. But we have what we call a herringbone parlor where the cows are up, four on a side with four milkers, and we swing back and forth. So we got eight cows in at a time. Of course, a lot of the big operations now, they may have 32 or 54 on a side, or they may have a rotary parlor where the parlor turns like a carousel. Cows step on and step off as it's their turn. And of course, the new thing now is the robotic milkers, and they're becoming very popular, even though it seems like the cost is pretty high. But it's amazing how many are going in. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you said you have Holstein cows. Now, where does your milk go when it leaves your farm? Let's talk about, do you have a tanker that comes and picks it up? Kind of walk us through the process.
Okay. Yeah, our milk is picked up every other day by Dave Tips over at Carlinville, and the milk goes to Prairie Farms at Carlinville. And it's checked. Dave has to take samples out of the tank before he can put it into his truck, and then when he gets back to Carlinville, they take more samples to make sure it doesn't have any antibiotics and it's not sour or something like that. But we're fortunate in this area that most of us that milk ship to Prairie Farms, which is probably the number one milk co-op in the United States as far as being profitable and being able to pay us we can't hardly say fair price anymore because it's still not high enough right now. But we have been fortunate that they've been able to pay us a patronage every year, which certainly helps, which a lot of co-ops haven't been able to do. So we're fortunate in that area.
And I don't know a lot about this. I'm still learning. But there are some, or at least I've heard about, price protection systems, kind of like, I don't know if they're called margins. Do you have those, or can you talk about how those work at all?
Yeah, this margin price protection program was put into place a couple of years ago, and it's kind of a sore subject, really, with dairy farmers. It was set up to provide protection between the cost of feed and the price that we receive for our milk. And it was a guaranteed, we could sign up for a $4 protection limit with just a $100 fee, or you could buy more protection, kind of like insurance program, up to $8. And what that means is if the milk price got the feed costs got within $8 of the milk price, then they'd start paying you to help out. But through all this, and we're in low milk prices, probably as low as we've been for 20 years or so, and it still hasn't kicked in. So it really hasn't done. And the farmers that took out the higher insurance policies have paid thousands of dollars in and haven't got anything for it. So,
well, we can only hope for better prices for you in the future. That's, I guess, what any farmer's saying right now. You mentioned, you know, it's a lot of work having a dairy farm. So how many employees do you have at your operation?
Yeah. We're strictly the family, my wife and I, daughter and her husband. And, of course, the children aren't quite old enough to help out yet, but they're getting there. So I still do most of the milking. We start 4 o'clock in the morning and milk at 4 in the afternoon. My son-in-law, Mark, he does most of the feeding now and those kind of things. And then my wife still feeds the calves and daughter, she helps where she can. Of course, with the little kids, that takes a little extra time for her, so she doesn't have as much time to help. But we all enjoy it. That's the thing. It's been a blessing to me. We had 4 children, and they all love the cows and still do. And cows are still kind of a focal point when the family gets together, and we show cattle, and now the grandkids are showing. And we got one of my favorite pictures is 9 grandchildren holding the calf at the fair last year. So it's been a good life.
Sounds pretty rewarding, and family might be the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you this. What do you think is the best thing about dairy farming that you've found?
Yeah, it's the family working together. That's I don't know how to describe it really. When you my wife and I have worked side by side for all these years, the family, we work together. It's kind of unwritten law, you know, where you're out there, you don't go in till everybody's work's done. It's not necessarily you got a job and you get done, you quit. No, you go see what the next person needs help. And all the things that we've been involved with the dairy, with, like I said, the showing and the co-ops and all the breed associations functions and stuff, it's just been a big family operation, and that's what makes it special.
Well, definitely a very great story that you have, and I'm going to flip the question now. Now, what has been the hardest or the most challenging thing that you've encountered over the years with dairy farming?
Well, being able to keep up. I mean, times are changing. Everything we know is getting bigger and bigger and more expensive, and so it's hard to continue to grow. And now the last, I'd say 10 years, especially the ups and downs and mostly downs, it's hard to replace equipment and make the improvements that you know you need to do. So you try to just keep doing it so you can produce the highest quality milk that you can for the consumer. And so that's the hardest part right now, is just balancing the books.
Sure. Well, that's very understandable. It's a business, so yeah, that can be challenging. Is there anything that you want people to know about your farm or about dairy farmers in general? One thing you'd like to share?
Well, probably that I would hope that the public, the consumers who we depend on to purchase our products, will take the time to learn how safe and how wholesome and nutritious dairy products are. I still like to refer to it as God's perfect food. The amount of calcium and protein we can get from dairy products, you can't find that in any other product, and especially for the price per unit. And the safeguards that are out there to protect the consumer from any type of antibiotics or any listeria or any type of disease is unheard of compared to other countries. So we want you to know that we're out there to give you the highest quality product that you can get.
Dave Ruper of Montgomery County, reporting for WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.